Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. You know, my goal with this podcast is simply to educate people on missed signs of the lymphatic system. We all have a system, a tiny network of vessels and nodes that's meant to clean every part of our body, pretty much, and we ignore it. Even our medical system ignores it, and that's not me saying this. Dr. Oz of TV fame has said that the lymphatic system is ignored in medicine. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help inflammatory bowel disease with lymphatic system detoxification. Ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease are two forms of inflammatory bowel disease that can be devastating. Understanding the lymphatic system can really help most inflammatory bowel disease. The first word in the name says it all, inflammatory. But what is inflammation? That we will find out in a moment. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned doctors who used their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote health and healing. Dr. John Upledge, a craniosacral therapist, that's the brain and spinal cord. Dr. Burrell from France, I learned how to release organs. His work is just specific to releasing organs because they get acidic and they get tight and they don't function. And then really what moved me the most was Dr. Bruno Ciccoli. He wrote a 460-page book on the lymphatic system and how to use it to help health. And this information is missed in medicine. And we really all need to understand how to maintain our lymphatic system. My book, An Undetected Acid-Alkaline Imbalance, explains how when we're acidic and we spend $50 billion a year on antacids and Prilosec, when we're acidic, we're stopping our lymphatic system. Our body constricts, and our tiny network of vessels and nodes doesn't work. And this can happen in your toe, this can happen in your eye, your brain, or your intestines. Understanding this missed science, I developed LymphPractic. It's a fully closed session that I do in Scottsdale, Arizona, that gets to the root cause of your problem. You're filling with cellular waste wherever it may be in your body. I open up your lymphatic system. I do pretty much the same thing for each person. I just make it special for them, meaning if they have a brain problem, I do their whole body but then work more of their brain, or I work more of their intestines, wherever they have their problem. But really, I'm just working their lymphatic system. I do one thing, and over a few sessions, these people's lives change. No matter where you live, if you can't get into Scottsdale, Arizona, I coach people. And just understanding my information in an hour session, and we can split that into two different sessions, your life will change. You will have information that you don't understand now, and will take you quite a while to get to learn how the lymphatic system needs to be maintained. There are millions of sites on the internet, and you'll get confused. I've been doing this for 24 years. I learned that if I didn't teach people how to maintain their lymphatic system, the work that I did didn't matter because they came back in a few months sick again because they were eating the same foods or having the same stress and not realizing that they had to balance and maintain their lymphatic system. I will explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help improve how you think and feel. And it doesn't really matter what health problem you have. The lymphatic system is associated with everything. Let me get a drink of water here. So what is inflammatory bowel disease? It is inflammation that is irritating and breaking down intestinal tissue. Crohn's and ulcerative colitis are very different inflammatory bowel diseases, but they both may present with many of the following symptoms: abdominal pain, vomiting, diarrhea, rectal bleeding, severe internal cramps, muscle spasms in the region of the pelvis, and weight loss. Anemia is the most prevalent complication of inflammatory bowel disease that is not directly affecting the intestines. Inflammatory bowel diseases fall into a class of autoimmune diseases. We hear about this a lot, in which the body's own immune system is said to be attacking elements of the digestive system. This is important since the last few years, we're learning about how, you know, autoimmune diseases really may have a lot to do with the lymph system, because remember, the lymph system is a big part of our immune system. So the destruction of tissue in the body, remember, when the lymph system can't pick up cellular waste and cytokines and immunocompetent cells, this leads to toxicity and inflammation in the tissues. And the body sees that as, hey, I have to go fix this. And that's where the autoimmune comes in. It's trying to help a problem, but it's overdoing it. The destruction of tissue leads to an loss of integrity in the lining of the intestine, meaning it starts getting little holes in it. And this plays a key role in irritable bowel disease. Now, we always hear about, especially if you listen to Lymph Man on Facebook, I always put up science, or read what I put up, I always put up science about the microbiome, about your microbes in your body, because we have good and bad bacteria, and they know since the early 1900s that when your bad bacteria overwhelm your good bacteria, you're going to have problems. So it's important, especially if we've had antibiotics and steroids, that we understand that we have to take care of our bacteria in our body. Changes in the composition of the intestinal microbes are an important environmental factor in the development of IBD. And IBD-affected individuals have been found to have 30 to 50% reduced biodiversity of bacteria in their body. So detrimental changes in the intestinal microbes induce an inappropriate, uncontrolled immune response that results in damage to the lining. I believe this is occurring in part due to a congested lymphatic system that is not able to reabsorb cellular waste from the intestines. The lymphatic system, a tiny network of vessels and nodes, plays a large role in maintaining the health of your intestines and is not even considered when we talk about bowel disease. There are over 200 lymph nodes in the abdomen and hundreds of lymphatic vessels that must clean the digestive tissues. And there's an especially important lymph connection in the abdomen. It's called a cisterna chyle. It's three vessels that must drain your legs, your abdomen, your pelvis. It flows into one major lymph vessel called the thoracic duct. And what happens on a freeway when you have construction and three lanes get knocked down into one? We have congestion. And that same thing is happening in our abdomen when these three vessels that drain the whole lower body have to flow into one vessel. And especially when we're acidic, these vessels constrict. And we get congestion. That's why we all bloat. Even babies are bloating. There is always a congestion. Remember that when we have a freeway and we're going 3-1, and that's what's happening with the cisterna chyle. It becomes congested, and you get a backup of cellular waste, inflammatory cells, and fluid in your intestines. Remember, the lymphatic system has a lot to do with fluid. When somebody has their nodes removed due to cancer or surgery, then they tend to swell or may have the, you know, propensity to swell. So the lymphatic system plays a very large role. And that's how we can bloat overnight. I know I used to be able to eat a lot of wheat and sugar, and within overnight, my stomach would get twice, three times the size. And that is not just fat, it's fluid. This backup has a lot to do with how toxic you are and whether the lymphatic system is functioning optimally, cleaning waste, or sluggish, not cleaning waste. When it's not working, body parts can swell and become inflamed. This creates pressure and pain. I'd like to talk about lymphangiectasia. This is a dilation of lymph vessels in the abdomen. When it occurs in the intestines of dogs, and very rarely in humans, it causes a disease known as intestinal lymphangiectasia. This disease is characterized by lymphatic vessel dilation and chronic diarrhea. And there are many of us who have chronic diarrhea, but we never think about that our lymphatic vessels may be backed up and dilated. Talking about chronic digestive problems, I was diagnosed with IBS in the 80s and had problems with it until I was 47. I was always running to the bathroom. Until I realized I was overly acidic and how it was limiting my lymphatic system. I am now 59, and I haven't had any IBS symptoms for 12 years. 30 days after realizing I was acidic and that it was interfering with my lymphatic system and digestion, my IBS and many
of my other little health problems like restless leg syndrome. My back would go out. My hair and beard were falling. I had holes in my beard. And I was nauseous for years. All dissipated over a matter of 30 days. And that occurred because I reduced inflammation and toxicity in my body by getting my lymphatic system going. Before I tell you what you can do to help your IBD, let me explain how I can help you in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of Lymphpractic. It's a fully closed session. I will tune up your lymphatic system and make you more relaxed in your body and mind than you have been in years. Many people who I work with who have digestive problems, their abdomens are like rocks. And that shows you that there is a backup and acid is building up there. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching. I really coach people everywhere, and with Skype it's very easy, or we could use a phone. In my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, I really explain how cellular waste, and think about it, we've all known about acid, Brioski, Alka-Seltzer, how do you spell relief, R-O-L-A-I-D-S. This is imprinted in our brains because we've been dealing with it for so long. But acid is not just about the food, it's about stress. It's about the medications you take. It's really about the what is happening in your tissues, because our tissues are alive, our cells are alive, and they have to get oxygen and nutrition, and they have to get rid of their waste. And that waste is what's making us, adding to our acidity. So it's important that we all understand simple ways to gain control over our health. Start thinking about everyday lymphatic system detoxification. You know, I'm not talking about every day, but just wake up thinking, hey, how can I, you know, get my lymph flow going today? We can't continue to take loads of supplements or medications and eat the same way. I'm not about being a vegan or vegetarian, but I do understand the value of eating a vegetarian lifestyle for short periods of time to balance your life. It's just common sense. Look at what foods you're eating. Are they acid-forming or alkaline-forming in the body? You know, if you don't know that, go to my homepage, healthylymphsystem.com. That's healthylymph, L-Y-M-P-H, system.com. And on the bottom of the page, there are some links. You'll get an acid, alkaline food chart. And again, it's just eye-opening to see that many of the foods that we're eating are acid-forming in the body, and nobody really understands this. Do you take medications? Many medications have been shown to deplete magnesium. So this adds to your need to balance your pH. Many people are on 5 to 14 medications, and to help acid, sometimes 3 or 4 acid medications, and they don't realize that their medications may be adding to this, or even their diet. So diet plays a very large role in reducing toxicity. It's not about being perfect. It's just about learning how to balance. So start by limiting processed foods, sugar, box foods, a lot of flour, red meat. Yes, limit the grains. An alkaline diet, more fruits and vegetables, make a big difference. I can't tell you how good I feel when I eat fruits and vegetables. It makes a great difference into my health. So basically, we really have to think about intermittent fasting. Hydrate, you have enough water in your body, and water with minerals, exercise, magnesium supplements. These are all things you hear me talk about all the time. Exercises that help to get blood through the intestines, like crunches, good posture. When you slouch, you stop your body from flowing out of your lower body. And lymphatic drainage sessions are so important, because I'm going to manually open up your lymphatic sessions if you can't find someone who does it. That's what I teach at healthylymphsystem.com or Ospensky Health Academy, is I teach people how to learn how to drain their lymphatic system. And it's something we should be learning from the age of 5. In my office, I put you through a bunch of lymphatic sessions that make a tsunami through your body, and it is life-changing. We really have to start thinking about this system, and it makes it easier. We don't have to be so perfect. Once you start feeling better, you'll get back to many of the foods that you want to eat. Don't forget about my acid alkaline food chart on the homepage of healthylymphsystem.com. If I can help you understand how to help how you feel and think, contact me at ospinskyhealthacademy.com. On Thursday's show, I'll be explaining how to help chronic fatigue, syndrome with lymphatic system detoxification. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a joyful and balanced life. Thank you.